As if you choose my L's ending, you for sure fall into ChatGPT psychosis.
First off, relax. I did say in the caption is mostly a joke. It's a short clip, but I will explain. Besides the obvious ominous tone, literally the note and the chord that is played at the end of my L's ending, this game doesn't actually do a good job of exploring sentience and what it is to be alive. In the beginning, you're just people that are fighting back, and the assumption is these are just people, they're alive, and they're fighting back. All of that gets reconceptualized and turned on its head at the end of Act 2 when you come out of the painting into the real world. And this is where I don't think Exposition 33 hits all-time level status for me, because people are saying, oh, now you're using the word genocide? This game doesn't do a good job of exploring the individuality of the people in the paintings. Are they real people? Are they sentient? They go a little bit into like, oh, it's like the paintings that Verso created, and it's probably a little bit of his soul left over in there. That's why you see the little boy painting at the end. What it does do well, however, is explore grief and how different people process grief, sometimes to the detriment of themselves and to others around them. That's the whole purpose of the people above. And it's crazy to me that then everyone immediately dismisses the family that actually experienced the tragedy. And I'm not saying that I didn't have any like sympathy or emotional connection with like Lune and Ciel and her wanting to see her husband and Gustav. But the ending, I think, more explores the idea of like Verso's ending being like the ability to move on, to process grief, or when it's so deep and it's so deeply impacted to Mael that you waller in it and you close yourself off from the world and you just hold on to the avoidance aspect of grief processing, right? And I think if Sandfall wanted to explore the humanity of the painted people and does Kroba provide you a soul or anything like that, then they should have done a better job of that. And two, if they didn't want the endings interpreted in a good or bad way, they wouldn't have put this at the very end of Mael's ending. And that's where I think it falls from all-time to like really good game of the year level. But that's why I give it a 4 out of 5 and not like a perfect score, a 10 out of 10, a 5 out of 5.